This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. I have a couple of articles that I've been wanting to get through this entire show that I think are very important to see. This one is from the Free Thought Project, and we just got a press release from Julian Assange. And, of course, WikiLeaks had a very important role to play in terms of educating the public, in terms of putting information out there so we could see the criminal actions of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation in the background, so we could see what they were doing, conspiring together with the media to lie to the American public, to tell us that they're having debates when they're feeding questions for town halls to Hillary Clinton, that sort of thing. So they played a very important role. We've been very concerned because his internet was cut off. We haven't seen much in terms of interviews from him. There's been one interview. Some people have been concerned about the quality of that. So the questions for Julian Assange's safety that people have had, there's now been a press release from WikiLeaks. And what they're saying is that there's been another appeal to set him free. To the United Nations, and this is the press release. They said earlier this year, the United Nations concluded the 16-month-long case into which the United Kingdom was a party. The UK lost, appealed, and today lost again. The UN instructed the UK and Sweden to take immediate steps to ensure Mr. Assange's liberty, protection, and enjoyment of fundamental human rights. No steps have been taken, jeopardizing Mr. Assange's life, health, and physical integrity, and undermining the UN system of human rights protection. So this is interesting because they say now all these appeals have been exhausted to the UN, and they're trying to put pressure on the UK to release him. This is going back to February. They said the UN's working group on arbitrary detention is the one that is driving this. So hopefully there's going to be some developments there. And that is kind of a good sign, because if they're pushing on that and saying they expect him to be released, that is a good sign that he is still there, even though the terms of his imprisonment there, his imprisonment without being found guilty, have worsened since he released this information educating the public on Hillary Clinton and the political process here. Another report that has come out, another example of how important it is for people to get educated. This is a former NIST employee speaking out about Building 7. Now, this is a guy that worked as a scientist for NIST for 15 years. And he said he never read the World Trade Center Building 7. That's the third building that fell down that wasn't hit by any planes. He said he read that report for the first time in August of 2016, August of this year. 15 years after the fact, he had not read it. See, that's why it's important to have media that is not part of the mainstream media. You just saw earlier in the program, Anderson Cooper mocking InfoWars, mocking Alex Jones, saying these are people who don't believe the government's official story. It's like, that's right. Didn't believe it day one. Donald Trump didn't believe it day one. Still don't believe it. And there's a lot of people out here, even people like this educated scientist who worked for 15 years for NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. They're the ones that most of these people who say, oh, you guys are just a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists, they go back to NIST and say, see, NIST said there's nothing to see. It's just natural that a steel building would fall down when it catches on fire, even though that has never happened before or since. And this building was not hit by a plane. That's why I've talked to the United Kingdom documentarian Tony Rook. He has interviewed people there. There's one UK fireman who went to bat for this in the UK. Okay, they're not trying to repeal the Patriot Act there, but he knows that this matters. He's a fireman, and he says, wait, if this story is true, if a steel building like this can just fall down, you need to change the standards for construction. You need to give different rules and regulations to the firemen. We're still doing it the same way we always did, assuming that this wouldn't happen. So why haven't you changed the rules for architectural standards? Why haven't you changed the rules for firemen? And that's what this NIST scientist is pointing out as well. See, the truth is going to eventually come out. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Rappaport.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and our fourth hour is going to be hosted by John Rappaport. Of course, John Rappaport is no stranger to the InfoWars audience. He writes frequent articles for InfoWars.com. He's worked as a freelance investigative reporter for over 30 years. He points out in his bio here, since 2000, he's operated largely away from the mainstream because, as he puts it, my research is not friendly to conventional media. And, you know, conventional media has not been friendly to him either, or to us. But the truth will come out, just as I said in the last segment, as I was talking about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, their contribution to this last election. And now even a former NIST employee is speaking out against the baloney science that has been pushed by that organization for the last 15 years. He said, hey, I just looked at this stuff in August, and this is nonsense. This isn't up to our scientific standards. So John Rappaport is joining us now, and I'm going to get out of the way and let him host. His website is No More Fake News. Boy, John, that was really prophetic. You thought this long before they started this fake meme of fake news, didn't you? That's a gold website.
I was thinking of suing them.
That's right. You could probably take this and sell it to the Pentagon now for millions of dollars. You know, they could make it their central site to push their fake news memes.
I'm sure we could. Yeah. We'll have to see about that.
All right, I'm going to get out of the way and let you host. Thank you so much, John.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good to be here, everybody. Anderson Cooper, my hero, Mr. Fake News personified. Isn't he a great guy? Incredible. Interned for 2 summers with the CIA before he ever got started in the news business. 2 summers, not one. Went through one, said, I like it. Went back, I like it again, but I guess I won't go in for a career with the CIA, but the news, mainstream news, last I heard, that was a kind of a CIA operation, isn't it? Mockingbird, Project Mockingbird, and so on and so forth. So when Anderson Cooper stands up and says to a Trump team member, you mean it's possible that Donald Trump goes to InfoWars for his news. This is a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing. What is Mr. Fake News Anderson Cooper actually doing? Well, what he's actually doing is he's trying to defend big news. He's just saying, don't go there. Stay here with us. We own the news. Don't go anywhere else. We have the news. You might recall, who was that idiot on CNN not long ago who was saying, you, the public, do not have a right to read the WikiLeaks emails about Hillary Clinton because that would be illegal. No. Instead, you've got to let us read them, and then we will tell you what they say, and then you will know what we know as we want to give it to you. Remember that? Remember that incredible statement that should have turned off, I don't know, whatever audience CNN has left? An incredible statement. So this is the kind of news outlet that Mr. Fake News Anderson Cooper is defending. This is CNN. This is CNN. Don't go to InfoWars. Don't go to anywhere else. Just stay with CNN. You know, he's doing advertising for CNN, basically. It has nothing to do with anything else. Except, of course, when he refers to Trump and he says, you mean there's a possibility that the next president of the United States does not accept the conventional official scenario about the 9/11 attacks? My God, what a horror show that would be. And why would Mr. Fake News Anderson Cooper say that? Because he doesn't know the first thing about anything. All he knows is the official scenario. That's all he's supposed to know. That's all he's supposed to talk about. So that is what he talks about. And defends that against any incursion from the outside. What about Building 7, as David was just talking about? What about bombs inside the buildings exploding simultaneously with the impact? What about a dozen other scenarios that have been researched by people who are not only of goodwill, but are hell-bent on discovering the truth? What about them? Oh, that's all fake news. And why is that, Anderson? Well, because it's not CNN. That's why. And then, of course, we have the case of Newsweek sending out, what was it, 100,000 issues of Madam President, the so-called commemorative issue on election night, and now revealing and confessing that they didn't even write it. They didn't read it. They didn't edit it. They didn't look at it. Matt Cooper, the editor, was talking with Tucker Carlson about this. Oh, yeah, well, you know, we subcontract that kind of thing out to a private company, and usually they do a very good job. But I have to admit, in this case, the writing was really subpar. Yes, because the writing basically glorified Hillary Clinton and roundly denounced Donald Trump as the Dark Prince. That was the commemorative issue that went out. But we made a mistake. It went out before the election was called, yes. So that was another mistake. We sent it out. That was one. We didn't read it, number two. We didn't edit it, number three. And we didn't write it, number four. We actually had a private company do it for us, and they sent it out. That's a pretty good deal. You run a news outlet that isn't a news outlet. You pay somebody else to write the news. You don't read it or you edit it or edit it. You just send it out. That's kind of a nice job if you can get it. So with that, let me suddenly segue over and let you know that Vitamin Mineral Fusion, an InfoWarsLife.com product, is back. It's affordable. It's there in the stores at InfoWarsLife.com. Full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids that your body does need. Unique delivery system, proprietary manufacturing process, platinum standard of multivitamin products. So go to InfoWarsLife.com for Vitamin Mineral Fusion. This product, either plant-derived or of the highest lab standard. Just some of the ingredients, vitamin C, E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsLife.com. And as David mentioned in the last hour, InfoWars does not accept government funding. It is not PBS. It is not running Kellogg's ads all over the place. It is not doing any of that. It's offering you pure products for your health. And that way, you get a double. You get health, better health, and you support InfoWars. So do it. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I was saying, Anderson Cooper, Mr. Fake News, 2 summers with the CIA as an intern. But this isn't all that's happening at CNN. And here's something that I think it's quite possible that you haven't heard of, just looking through my notes here, and that is the case of David Gergen. You know David Gergen? I call him David Gargle, because he always sounds like he's gargling when he's talking. David Gergen. David Gergen is an insider, a real political insider, who's worked on the inside with 4 presidents, Ford, Nixon, Reagan, Clinton, both sides of the aisle. He is now an elite, the CNN commentator. There he is. Hi, David. Don't gurgle while I'm talking, please. But David is also an executive committee member of the Trilateral Commission. Okay? He hammered Trump during the campaign. What do those two things have to do with each other? Well, the Trilateral Commission is David Rockefeller, is Zbigniew Brzezinski, is globalism personified. There are 87 members of the Trilateral Commission who live in America, as author Patrick Wood has pointed out. Obama appointed 11 of the 87 to key posts in his administration. David Gergen is supposedly an objective commentator for CNN, Fake News Central. And he has been a longtime member of the executive committee of the Trilateral Commission, which stands for all the trade treaties, oh, indeed, that are sending jobs like crazy out of the country and throwing people out of work. He stands for a new economic order of the planet, which is the stated aim of the Trilateral Commission. They want to eradicate all borders and national sovereignty, as evidenced by David Rockefeller's own statements in his 2003 memoir. That's who David Gergen is. So why doesn't he file and announce a conflict of interest statement every time he opens his yap and gargles on CNN? Especially when he's talking about globalism or trade treaties or Donald Trump or immigration or open borders. Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't CNN do that? Why don't they say, here's David Gergen? You didn't know this, but he's an executive committee member of the Trilateral Commission. And so he has certain views, which we will now announce to you before he opens his yap. We'll be back. Think about it. Info.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour here, and we're talking about fake news and the fake news people of CNN. But I want to shift gears into some solutions here. I've been writing open letters to Steve Bannon, suggesting some solutions. Remember the idea of solutions, actual things that actually work, as opposed to what government bureaucrats do? Because, let's face it, what they do is they take a problem and they grab it like it's their soulmate. We got to have it. We can't let go of it. We can't solve it. We can't really do anything about it. We can mush it around. We can love it. And we can keep it. We can fund it unworkably so that everything gets screwed up. But we never, ever solve it. That's the bureaucratic look here. So if Trump is going to change that, if that's really going to happen, and I have some serious questions about some of his appointments so far, so I'm not floating in the clouds here. But if this administration is going to go for solutions, Steve Bannon is one of the guys to talk to because he understands something about major media. He understands it's a bubble. He understands they're all talking to each other, and they reflect the bureaucracy and the government, and they take dictation from government PR people. And he does think outside the box. So I want to drum up some support for some of these things because they would revolutionize the country. These are not my original ideas that I cooked up out of nowhere. They're there. They're happening to some degree. For example, and I've talked to Alex about this before, urban farms. Go to a search engine and type in urban farms Chicago. And one of the things that's going to come up is actually a directory of urban farms, not just one. These are in the city of Chicago, some in inner cities where people are growing their own clean, nutritious food. Yeah, there it is. Their own clean, nutritious, free food, trading food. This can be turned into a business, profitable food as well, selling off the excess. Why not? Bringing life back to inner cities, giving people a stake in their own survival and safe communities, escalating their demand to be free of drugs and thugs and bullets, because our community is doing something. We are producing clean, great, nutritious food. We're eating it. We're selling it. We're alive. What would it take for the federal government to do a loan program? We're talking about a minuscule amount of the money that's been poured down the rat hole of the war on poverty since 1966. A tiny amount. And you could have 5,000 of these. 5,000 of these urban farms in inner cities across America. Think of that. Think of that kind of revolution, what that would do. Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, go outside the box, revolutionize the failure of the bureaucracy of government as it becomes more and more of a fungus and invades our lives more and more. Turn it all around. Go be around that bureaucracy and go direct to the people in the inner cities that already know how to do this. We're not talking about bureaucrats coming in and saying, well, we're going to grow an urban farm. No, no, not those idiots. The people who live in the inner cities and leaders who already live there who know how to do urban farming. They exist. They're the ones that should be getting the funding, the loans directly to expand their operations, teach other people how to do this. And I guarantee you, Steve, Donald, that within months, you would see a revolution happening in America. A revolution from the bottom up in America. That's what you would get. That's what we're talking about here. Solutions that go beyond. Yeah, isn't that great? Look at that on your screen right now, if you're watching. People growing their own food. It's alive. It makes you healthy. It's not Kellogg's. It's real. Yes, indeed. Think about these things, Steve. Think about the solutions that work that make people more powerful in their own communities. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on InfoWars. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free, along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. privatepowergrid.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the
cell. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex. In the fourth hour here, we're talking about solutions for the Trump administration. Because, why not? Because we've gotten the message that this is supposed to be different. This is not the old story of globalism. This is not the United States as some kind of a subunit in the greater glob whole of the world globalist program to basically put everybody into a condition of hypnosis. No, this is supposed to be different. Okay, well, let's assume it is. Let's assume that maybe somewhere in there, Trump, Steve Bannon, others, they actually want to do something to change things. They're interested in actual solutions. No matter who that offends, because believe me, when you start talking solutions, as I've learned from over 30 years writing as a reporter, you start offending lots of people. Strange, isn't it? I mean, why not? Because they don't want solutions. Because solutions make them feel too good. That's really what's going on. Makes them feel too good. Makes them have hope again. Makes them think that we can get around the reality machine that keeps on producing lies, defeat, loss, failure, and actually achieve something. And they don't want to feel that way. They don't want to think that way. They just want to rest in the swamp along with the other creatures of the night. That's what they want to do. And bureaucrats are famous for this. Government people are famous for this. Solution? Oh, man, that's like a silver bullet to a vampire. Something that actually works? No, no, no. For example, we have a water shortage in California, many other places around the globe, a severe drought. No matter what's causing it, no matter, and I understand there are many explanations for what's behind it. What about solving it? What about actually solving it? What about a guy named Manoj Bhargava, who puts out 5-hour energy and has many inventions that his teams of technicians around the world are working on as we speak, including making it rain, so to speak? Well, basically what he's talking about are machines that desalinate water to various degrees of purity, including complete distillation. A barge, for example. You see that big barge, those of you who are watching, carrying huge tanks. Each one of these tanks may be the size of a flatbed truck, and the water is purified or desalinated from seawater at sea. And then it can be brought to land. It can be pumped into California. It can be sold to farmers who are going out of business like crazy because their profit margins already are small and they can't get enough water. Why hasn't California thought of this? What about Governor Moonbeam, Jerry Brown? Why hasn't he considered any of this? Why hasn't the California bureaucracy considered any of this? Well, we don't care. What about solving this, President-elect Steve? What about getting busy and talking to this guy? You can check his system out. It's all there. If it works, it works. If it works, you can put Menage together with California farmers and actually give them water. What an idea. What an idea. Give them water. Incredible. That's called an answer. But of course, you see, let's just keep this in mind. The people who are in charge of the fraudulent climate change science that say, you know, we were all going to be dead by now, but now they've moved it up to whatever it is, 2040, 2050. All this fraudulent science. They are relying on droughts and water shortages to say, you see, this is all caused by man-made global warming. They want to shove that in our faces and say, this is proof that the planet is going to hell unless we save it by cutting back on everybody's energy consumption. That's their game. That's what they're doing. That's why they want these droughts and water shortages to persist. We, on the other hand, can demand solutions. That's what we want, Mr. Trump. Solutions that actually work. Bypass the morons and the criminals in the system that refuse to make things work and solve the water shortage. Another product from InfoWarsLife.com. You heard Alex talking about it a few minutes ago. I just want to reinforce it because it's called DNA Force. The benefits of the most advanced formula that InfoWars has ever produced. BioPQQ. That's the patented compound. Backed up by 175 clinical studies, the product, that ingredient in particular, extremely hard to secure. So get it while it is there. Just one of the 9 powerful ingredients in DNA Force, including CoQ10 and digestive enzymes. there's a reason why just one ingredient in DNA Force costs about $30,000 per batch to produce, because the product is complex and hard to produce. So when InfoWars runs out, they're going to be out of stock for a while. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and check out and order DNA Force. InfoWarsLife.com. Keep in mind that your support through these products, which benefit you, make InfoWars.com possible. Solutions. Many solutions here. Let's think about, for example, the Trump web network. That's what I would call it. He's already started to do this. In one of my open letters to Steve Bannon, I said, look, Trump has to go direct to the people with live stream, actually, is the way he should be doing this, on the web. Forget the major media. Doesn't have to do press conferences with these idiots who are the purveyors and originators of fake news par excellence. Deny them press passes or just ignore them completely. Sitting in the Trump Tower, sitting in the White House, talk directly to the people through live streaming video on the web. He's already put up a couple of YouTube videos, which is a step in the right direction. But the basic idea here is that this in itself is a solution, because if he is what he says he is, a real populist in the sense of raising people up, giving the people who put him in office what they truly want, if this is the agenda and not some of these very questionable appointments he's been making, then he should be going directly to the people often and at length to tell them what he is doing to bring these wishes into being, these solutions into being, and what resistance he is encountering on a daily basis, naming names. This is the way you do it in the era of the new media. This is how you keep the people informed. Who cares how many press conferences a president has? He doesn't have to inform the people that way. So get busy, Bannon, and put up the Trump web network where the people are going to be able to hear and respond to what the elect president is going to tell them about what he is doing to bring his authentic, non-globalist program into being. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to find out about now. And here's another solution, Mr. Bannon. I've talked about this for some years, written about it. It has to do with people who were and still are in the movement called Health Freedom. This is no tiny proportion of the population, Mr. Bannon, I assure you. There are millions and millions of people out there who got up on their hind legs in the early 1990s when the FDA was threatening to take away their nutritional supplements and when the FDA was raiding alternative practitioners' offices like Dr. Jonathan Wright in the state of Washington. And they wrote, this was not email era, they wrote actual letters to Congress demanding their health freedom, which is the right to manage their own health and their own bodies. Millions of letters to Congress, more than Congress had ever received on any issue in its history. And those people are still there, Mr. Bannon. They're still there. Some of them voted for your guy. Some of them didn't. Some of them didn't vote at all. But they're still there. And they are, believe me, a potent force for change in the right direction. So here's a solution. Think about it. Encourage, wangle, wheedle, whatever you have to do to find one state in the union that will pass a law that says that any health practitioner of any stripe can practice in that state, as long as he or she does not use a remedy for a condition that is more toxic than the standard medical remedy for that condition. That's the only rule. Otherwise, you're talking about informed consent between adults, patient and practitioner. Any kind of health practice at all. Think about that. Do you have any inkling about what that could do to the economy of that state? Pick a state, South Carolina, Florida, whatever. You would have huge numbers of people, both practitioners, clients, patients, migrating to that state with money, ready to spend it, ready to put it in circulation, because these people want their health freedom, and they believe they have the right, and they do, as do we all, to manage their own health in any way that they want to. That state would undergo an incredible economic boom overnight. And other states looking at that would see it, and they would follow suit as well. And in that way, you would crack the pharmaceutical medical monopoly in this country and put the economy up onto an even higher level than it was before. And if the president-elect managed to pull that one off as a solution, just as a side effect, he would have millions more people supporting him. Millions more that are now, most of them, nowhere to be seen. They would come out of the woodwork. So that's another answer, another solution. You see what we're talking about here? It's the people who recognize that there are ways of, God forbid, solving problems, making things better. Not the fake change, not the fake hope, not the fake globalist shimmy-shammy, shuck-and-jive con game. But the real thing, the real thing, when you put in a real solution and you solve a real problem that has been affecting and infecting a sector of the society, not only do you solve the problem, but people start to wake up to the possibility of real solutions, which they've lost track of because government has not been doling those out. Just the opposite. Government, as we all know, has been peddling dependence as the highest possible value. Your life as an individual has no meaning. You have no power. You have no creativity. You have no freedom or independence, not really. We gave that to you, and we can take it away. And now we know, because all the sociologists and the academic dome heads and the Anderson Coopers and the David Gergens of this world have covertly assured us that globalism, the interdependence of everybody on everybody else, you know, is the only thing that the future holds for everybody. In order for that to happen, you have to give up your individuality. That's the great obstruction. You have to stop being you. You have to admit that you were never you. That was always just some kind of a delusion, you see. So when InfoWars says 2016 is 1776, they're not just blowing smoke. They are referring you back to a fundamental principle on which this country was based. If you look at the founding documents and read a little bit between the lines, just a little bit, the whole idea was to create a government that would be so severely limited that the individual would be liberated to follow, pursue his or her own vision of happiness, the future, and actually make it happen. Actually make it happen. That's called individual power. That's what that is. Individual power. And that's another one of those words that's like a silver bullet to the vampires. The term individual power, my God, we have to destroy that. We have to kill it. Kill it off. Kill it off. In favor of the collective. Let us all hover under the great dome of sameness. You are number 367A, I am number 367B in the great beehive of the future. That's where the globalists are going, folks. That is exactly where they're going. And real solutions derail that whole effort and put the individual back where he belongs, in charge, with his own intelligence, with his own rationality, with his own mind, with his own logic, with his own creativity, with his own power. That's what's happening. That's where we need to go. That's the movement, many of whom coalesced around Donald Trump. That movement is bigger than anybody. Doesn't matter who he or she is. And whoever represents at any given moment that movement better be aware that we are aware and we know whether or not things are on the side of liberation or destruction. That's the story. That's what the movement is all about. That's why we need solutions. John Rappaport for InfoWars.
Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Okay, John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. This is our last segment. We're talking about solutions, real things, for real people. Why not? So, let me title this brief segment as we wrap up here, Draining the Pharmaceutical Swamp. And I don't know whether Trump or Bannon or or any of the inside core team has looked at this, but they better. They better. I've been writing about it for a long time. July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, who at the time was a revered public health expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. So everybody's mainstream credentials up and down the line were meticulous, wrote a review called "Is U.S. Health Really the Best in the World?" Conclusion, the U.S. medical system kills every year 225,000 people. That's right. That would be, if you want to extrapolate it out to a decade, 2.25 million people killed every decade by the U.S. medical system. About half of those with FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. The rest, mistreatment and errors in hospitals. So this is a colossal death march that just keeps on going. Not going to read about it in major media. They're not going to talk about it. They're all sold out. They're in partnership. They're part of the pharmaceutical cartel. But I'm pointing it out because it's murder. It's been going on forever. No president dares to touch it or even talk about it or even think about it. Ditto for Congress. Ditto for the FDA, who is basically responsible for it. Yeah. 225,000 people killed every year by the U.S. medical system. So when Trump says that he wants to appoint somebody to head the FDA who's going to speed along approval of pharmaceutical drugs, from a business point of view, I understand his thinking. From a correct point of view, no. You have to turn that around and realize what's actually been happening. The FDA, who is the only agency in the country tasked with approving drugs as safe and effective, are approving drugs as safe and effective that are killing millions of people in America and have been for a very long time. That's the reality. That's what needs solving. That's the swamp that needs to be drained. The FDA and the pharmaceutical companies who manufacture the drugs do the fake studies that claim that the drugs are safe when they're killing millions of people. You want to drain a swamp? You drain that one and you will see life in America suddenly take an upsurge. Because, I mean, aside from the people who are killed, aside from the people who are maimed, it's a horror show. All people know it. Thank you for being with me the last hour. Thanks, Alex. Always great to be here on InfoWars. Signing off. Stay with InfoWars.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.